Welcome to Low Tone Lights. My name is Adormo Mile, and I'll be your server for tonight. We hope that you can take a break from the mine tornadoes outdoors with a fabulous evening. Before we start our meal, please feel free to grab a drink or a pillow. All our dishes are expertise free, made with local opinions, and contain 100% personal insights. If you're allergic to any of our ingredients, we are sorry to inform you that our kitchen does not possess any alternative stock. Also, please consider tipping to our Tiltify campaign for the Unbound organization to help families across the globe escape from monetary and intellectual poverty for a gift of thanks from us at Low Tone Lights. That wraps up the preparations for our course. So let's begin. Our inspiration for tonight's course, Worldview Retrogradation, starts with our hors d'oeuvre, Boomer Biscuits. Dear customer, have you ever had a day when you woke up and just thought, wow, I'm really old? What were the reasons for those thoughts? Was it because we have physically changed? Was it because we have different priorities in life? Or is it possible that it's just because of the things that we see around us? Every few years, there is a global shift in paradigm, in particular, cultural paradigm. When such a shift occurs, it means that worldview, the way that people across the globe interact with certain cultures, has shifted completely and unrecognizably. As a result, people tend to find themselves in extremes. Either they are part of the culture that will claim that others are outdated, or they are the ones from the outside looking in, saying comments like the classic, "Well, back then." As culture speeds up alongside technological development, being left behind comes earlier and earlier, since cultural shifts happen at rates that a lot of people cannot keep up with. Also, the sensation that the world we once knew no longer exists acts as a powerful indication of our own age and being closer to our inevitable conclusion. But now, let's explore why we are left behind. A quick teaser of our thought process can be seen with our appetizer, meme platter. As of 2021, the constant evolution of memes in terms of format, platform, and content serve as easy examples of a cultural phenomenon that can easily leave older generations behind. Trying to explain a meme to somebody without prior knowledge is no easy feat. Despite being such an impactful force, memes are simply a continuation of a long tradition of cultural evolution in media. Let's take a step back towards more historical forms of media, such as blogs, television, magazines, and many, many more we are not listing here right now. Somehow, humanity has always been able to adapt to these new mediums. Yet for some reason, the transition between those mediums don't occur as smoothly compared to other cultural items like food. Now, why is this the case? This is what our course seeks to examine. Why do certain cultural adjustments seem so hard? Furthermore, is being outdated an inevitability of the human mind, or is it a choice? We continue down the mind map with our salad, fried temporal salad. Let's look at the phrase, "I just don't get kids these days." What is really inside this statement? At first, such a claim would mean that we have those who lack a sufficient level of interaction with popular culture in order to create a certain level of understanding. In that case, what leads to this lack of contact? Could it be a lack of time due to responsibilities and new hobbies developed through adulthood? However, both of these components that take away one's time do not account for the time gained from growing out of activities one has to partake at a younger age, such as school, including all the time spent on homework, activities, and other occurrences that can take up as much, if not more time, than a 9-to-5 job. What about the idea that people simply don't place as much importance on pop culture when more important commitments come into play, and thus have less time to be able to spend on certain elements of life? Speaking in a strictly relative sense, how much more important is a job to an adult compared to education for a child within a societal structure that heavily emphasizes the importance of studying for job opportunities determined by the level of one's educational degree. Couldn't one argue that the two acts have a similar level of importance and require a similar level of commitment at the respective ages they are performed at? Then finally, how about this statement? I'm just too tired for this. This actually has a genuine point, as human regeneration weakens after a certain point in our lives. However, with medical advancements allowing people to live longer and healthier than possibly imagined less than 50 years ago, couldn't a healthy diet and exercise schedule be more than enough to counteract this issue? The point is to not blindly accept the idea, of course you're blank when you're older. Instead, perhaps we should evaluate how early life choices have generated a butterfly effect that leads us to be more susceptible to becoming outdated. At last, we have arrived at our main course, linked yakitori. Following the ideas presented by our salad, now we have a new question. If we allow ourselves to become outdated, what does that mean for us when we interact with the next generation? Before any statement is made, I wish to speak on behalf of our establishment that we do not mean to insult the bond between a mentor and a mentee, whether that be a teacher, a parent, or someone who is simply older or has more experience. We also recognize that we are simplifying a very complex topic, as we do with all of our courses. The purpose of our main course is to bring attention to the mind's natural urge to serve the self, conflicting with the desire to support a separate being. A common and justified concern about guiding a mentee is having less time and resources available for oneself. On the flip side, having a mentee could also be seen as an extension of the self. While they may not necessarily possess the mentor's DNA, personal guidance can contribute to a development similar to the mentor's. So, this creates a potential dichotomy in life decisions, to either expand one's lifestyle or to pass down that lifestyle to somebody else. Yet, neither choice seems to involve immersing oneself into new cultural phenomena. Why is that? If expanding one's lifestyle is about working on things they already know, then the need for learning a new cultural paradigm may be unnecessary. However, when passing down parts of your lifestyle to a new generation, the main priority should involve guiding a new mindset. So how is a mentor supposed to effectively teach their mentees without understanding their culture? It's as if one is trying to build a building without understanding any of the construction materials. So if mentors on a general level do not invest the time to take more interest in a critical part of their mentee's development, what does that say about us as a species that is supposed to pass down our legacies to future generations? I hope everything was to your liking. May I interest you in some dessert? Tonight, we are offering insurance sherbet. Once again, on behalf of the kitchen and Low Tone Lights, I wish to emphasize this week's course is not a critique of modern guidance in general. The sacrifices people make on a daily basis deserve all the respect and admiration it can receive. This restaurant is dedicated to a donation campaign for the Unbound organization for this very reason. We wish to help mentors possess what they need in order to guide others. We also want mentees to have the opportunity to pursue their own dreams in a world where education and ideas are growing in importance. The psychology of mentorhood and studies in the history of cultural shifts will be fascinating avenues to reflect on this week's course. We'll always have more power than we think in how we shape our lives. The distant future becomes imminent within a flash, and investing in longevity of the mind and body will always be a safe option, even if it seems as frivolous as memes. Thank you for joining us this week. If you have anything to inform management about your experience, please refer to our Twitter, Reddit, or Facebook. Once again, if you wish to support Low Tone Lights, a tip to our Totify campaign is always appreciated. All contributions go to the Unbound organization, supporting families and children across the world for better living conditions and educational opportunities. As an establishment passionate about cooking with new ideas, we wish to contribute to more people having the chance to share their dishes to make a more interesting world. All details about the cause and our gifts in gratitude of your generosity are in our Tiltify campaign, so feel free to take a look at how you can provide the ingredients for an amazing meal to those who need it most. Thank you so much for visiting us today, and we hope you'll be with us when our lights turn back on.